Hello and welcome to ACAPS Audio Reports. Today we will be sharing the anticipated impacts of the 2024-2025 winter season in Gaza. Part 1. Crisis Overview. The 2024-2025 winter season comes at a time when Israeli airstrikes and ground invasion have displaced at least 90% of Palestinians in Gaza and damaged or destroyed around 60% of residential buildings, 80% of commercial facilities, and 68% of the road network. Many of the displaced are in tents or temporary shelters that afford little protection against the winter elements, and some are living in the open with no shelter. This increases their susceptibility to the health and safety risks linked to the lower temperatures and heavier rainfall of winter. Gaza experiences the most precipitation between December to February. Since 2008, variable rainfall has caused severe flooding during winter, a trend expected to continue given the significant infrastructure damage. The increase in rainfall during the season will present a high risk to flood-prone areas, where approximately 850,000 people are in danger of further displacement and exposure to safety hazards and diseases. With infrastructure damage and fuel shortages severely diminishing Gaza's wastewater management capacity, winter rainfall will likely increase exposure to wastewater and further contaminate water sources. This is expected to affect health needs and increase the spread of infectious diseases. Compounding this are a surge of hepatitis A cases and the detection of poliovirus, two highly contagious diseases that can spread through contaminated drinking water and wastewater exposure. Winter temperatures in Gaza can drop to as low as 6 degrees Celsius. The colder weather is likely to aggravate overcrowding in available shelters, increasing the risk of the spread of pathogens that cause respiratory infections and other communicable diseases. Colder weather also increases the risk of fire incidents as more activities using firewood, such as cooking, occur inside shelters, often not sufficiently equipped. At the same time, severe energy shortages are expected to increase waste burning for heating. This activity releases hazardous substances, such as dioxins and polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons, into the atmosphere, heightening the risk of respiratory and cardiovascular diseases. The possible increase in health needs during the winter season comes at a time when Gaza's health system is already heavily depleted, both in terms of human resources and infrastructure. By October 2024, around 19 of the 36 hospitals in Gaza were out of service, while the remaining 17 hospitals were only partially functional. The Gaza Health Ministry estimates that Israeli attacks have killed close to 1,000 health workers since October 2023, complicating the winter response when diseases are expected to significantly increase. Part 2. Anticipated scale and access constraints. A significant increase in humanitarian needs is expected this winter, but the substantive changes and deterioration in the Gaza context since last winter extremely challenge gauging the scale or scope of these needs. While flooding is anticipated, it is difficult to predict its locations or severity based on the previous year's patterns, which have likely changed given the increase in infrastructure damage and accumulation of solid waste and rubble. The Israeli ground offensive has also displaced most Palestinians to areas different from those they resided in last winter. Many have moved to low-lying areas near the coast that are prone to flooding and high tide. Projections on how water might flow, including those using satellite images, still face a high level of uncertainty given both the level of infrastructure damage and limitations in accessing information on sewage systems, water distribution networks, and operation capacity. Similarly, the shelter typography in the run-up to winter has significantly changed compared to last year, likely aggravating humanitarian needs. At the beginning of the 2023-2024 winter season, almost all displaced people took shelter with host families or in UNRWA facilities, hospitals, public buildings, or non-UNRWA schools. This winter, the majority of displaced people will be living in tents and makeshift structures that provide significantly less protection from winter conditions. This is likely to make Palestinians in Gaza considerably more susceptible to the negative health and safety impacts associated with inadequate shelter during the winter season. the humanitarian response is expected to face significant challenges arising from constraints on the entry of humanitarian aid critical to addressing winter needs. By October 2024, there had been significant shortages in essential materials since the beginning of the conflict, which will particularly affect the health, shelter, and wash sector's preparation for the season. With winter approaching, heavy rainfall is expected to significantly impair road conditions, hindering already restricted humanitarian aid delivery. By September, Israeli airstrikes and ground invasion had damaged at least 68% of Gaza's road network, with approximately 12,000 metric tons of rubble obstructing roads and drainage systems. The floods that typically follow the increase in seasonal rainfall will render many roads unusable, isolating communities during heavy rains. These conditions will further complicate the delivery of essential and critical supplies, such as food, water, and medicine. The significant and unprecedented loss of lives among responders, especially frontline civil defense, health, and aid workers, is also likely to further complicate the response to the anticipated increase in humanitarian needs during this winter season. By October, more than 300 aid workers had perished in Gaza, with Israeli airstrikes and shootings killing the vast majority. This number includes 229 UNRWA staff and 33 Palestinian Red Crescent Society staff and volunteers, including 19 on duty. The Gaza Health Ministry has also reported 986 health worker fatalities, and the Palestinian Civil Defense a total of 85 fatalities and 292 injuries among its staff, with 14 instances occurring while on duty. To read the full version of this report, visit acaps.org. Follow us on X, LinkedIn, Instagram and Threads at ACAPS Project for regular updates. ACAPS, see the crisis, change the outcome.